Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting piece from The Economist about India's position in the midst of Trump's trade war. Buckle up, folks. This is a wild ride.
Ooh, sounds juicy. So is India terrified or thrilled about this whole trade war thing?
Well, it's a bit of both, actually. The article paints a picture of cautious optimism. They see potential opportunities, but there are definitely some serious risks involved. Kind of like walking a tightrope, you know?
Got it. A high wire act. So remind me, what's the backdrop here? Why is India even in Trump's crosshairs?
Right, so Trump has called India the tariff king. Apparently, India has a long history of protectionist policies going all the way back to Nehru. High tariffs have been the norm for decades, even after market reforms in the 90s.
Okay, so Trump wants those tariffs lowered. Makes sense. What's India's play?
Publicly, they're putting on a brave face. They're talking about weathering the storm and striking a grand trade deal with the U.S. that'll unleash massive growth. They're even comparing it to the 1991 reforms. But behind the scenes, not so confident.
I see. So what are they actually doing about it?
They've been trying to appease Trump. They reduced tariffs on things like bourbon and motorcycles before Modi visited Washington. They've also offered to cut tariffs on a wider range of American exports, around 55%, and even scrapped a digital advertising tax, which is good news for those American tech giants. They even made deals with Elon Musk's Starlink.
Wow, they're really pulling out all the stops. Is it working?
It seems to be keeping the conversation going. The two countries are aiming for a goods trade deal by August, followed by one on services. For now, India's holding off on retaliation, which is interesting. The direct impact of reciprocal tariffs might be limited, since bilateral trade with the U.S. is only about 3% of India's GDP. But it seems to be keeping the conversation going. The two countries are aiming for a goods trade deal by August, followed by one on services. For now, India's holding off on retaliation, which is interesting. The direct impact of reciprocal tariffs might be limited, since bilateral trade with the U.S. is only about 3% of India's GDP. But it seems to be keeping the conversation going. The two countries are aiming for a goods trade deal by August, followed by one on services. For now, India's holding off on retaliation, which is interesting. The direct impact of reciprocal tariffs might be limited, since bilateral trade with the U.S. is only about 3% of India's GDP.
But there's always a but. What's the catch?
The U.S. is India's biggest export market. Tariffs could hit key sectors like agriculture and apparel pretty hard. Plus, there's the indirect impact. Slower global growth could reduce demand for Indian goods. Goldman Sachs estimates a potential GDP growth hit of up to 0.6 percentage points.
Ouch, that's gotta sting, even if it's manageable in the short term.
Exactly, especially with the Indian economy already slowing down. This whole situation could throw a wrench in Modi's ambitious economic plans.
So what's the long game here? What's Modi hoping to achieve?
It looks like he's trying to pivot. He's been pushing for domestic manufacturing, but now there are reports that the production-linked incentive scheme might be scrapped. He's also pushing for trade deals with the EU and Britain. It seems like he might be using these trade negotiations as a cover for some much-needed market-opening reforms.
That's a risky strategy. Could backfire spectacularly.
Absolutely. There's a lot of uncertainty. Will Modi be able to meet Trump's demands, especially in sensitive areas like agriculture and e-commerce? Will there be pushback from Indian farmers and businesses? There's a lot at stake here, and it's going to be fascinating to see how this all plays out.
Definitely sounds like a situation to watch. Thanks for breaking it down.
Absolutely. And thank you for listening. Until next time, stay informed.
Goodbye.